Erev Tov, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Someone asked me, why was I giving a tefillah shiur when Pesach is this week? Shouldn't everything be about Pesach? So first of all, just wanted to have a brief introduction as to why we're having a tefillah shiur in the week leading up to Pesach. So there's a famous story. I've heard it about different people. Heard it about a certain Rebbe when he was a young man, that there was a certain tzaddik of Mevakesh Hashem, that on Seder night, he was getting ready during Shulchan Orech. He had his first two kosos, the beautiful Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. They're eating matzah and the morah, and then they were coming to Shulchan Orech. They had their egg in the salt water, and they were getting ready for a little soup, and that was going to be most of the Shulchan Orech, and then they were going to continue on to sing some Zemiros and to have their tzofen. But when he's getting ready to have a soup, he puts his spoon into the soup and he looks and he sees that there's a piece of wheat, a cracked piece of wheat in the soup. And he has such chalisha sadas. He's so broken. He is so upset. How could this be? A piece of wheat in my spoon? In my soup? My soup is chametz? What is this? How could this be? And he was so tzebrochen, so upset. And that night, before he went to sleep, he davened and he said, Eibishter, please be megala to me. How could this be? How could this be? I worked so hard to clean my house. I worked so hard to clean everything. It's not shaykh. It's not possible that there was a kernel of wheat anywhere in my home. Eibishter, how could this be that I had chametz in my house? And so that night, his father came to him in a dream, and he told him, Shamayim allowed me to come and reveal to you what happened and why it happened. He said, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. What happened was that your home was totally, totally cleaned for Pesach. There wasn't one bit of chametz in your home. What Hashem made happen was that there was a bird, just late this afternoon, there was a bird that found a kernel of wheat. It was flying over your home, over the chimney. The kernel of wheat dropped from its beak and it went directly into the pot of soup that was cooking in your chimney, in your fireplace. And then that soup is what served you. So the emes is your house was totally kosher l'Pesach. But Hashem made it happen, this strange occurrence. Hashem made it happen that you would see a cracked piece of kernel of wheat in your soup. And you know why it happened? The reason why is because never once in your preparations for Pesach did you daven to Hashem, Hashem, please help me have a kosher Pesach. You were so confident in what you were doing that you were cleaning the best and you were getting every crumb out and there wasn't going to be a crumb of chametz in your house. And Hashem wanted to show you, despite your greatest efforts, no matter what you do, you're only going to meet success with siyata d'shmaya, with help from heaven. And whatever it is that you're doing, you have to daven for siyata d'shmaya. You have to daven that Hashem should help. And so that's why, yes, despite the question that I was asked, how could we be having a tefillah shiur in the lead up to Pesach? What do you mean? Pesach's not going to happen without davening properly. It's not going to be a proper Pesach without davening to Hashem that we should be zocha to a proper Pesach. Whether it's in the physical preparations, whether it's in the realm of the spiritual preparations, we have to be davening to the Ribono Shalom for siyata d'shmaya, for help from heaven, that we should meet with success, both in our physical and in our spiritual efforts. And second, it just so happens to be that all of tefillah is very much related to the whole essence of Pesach. Whether Pesach, the word itself, means Pesach, the speaking mouth. On Shabbos, in the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, we spoke about the loss of Das, the Gullus of Das, the exile of the Jewish people's consciousness. And the redemption that happened was a redemption of the consciousness, the redemption of their minds. But at the same time, also their Gullus was Bedibur. We know educational psychology was a whole big discussion. I remember in graduate school, what causes what? Is speech just thought verbalized? Or in fact, is thought just speech but in the realm of intellect, meaning what causes which. So we know that also the Jewish people, they didn't daven to Hashem, they just screamed to Hashem from Egypt, because tzaddikim tell us that their words were in galus, their words were in exile. They didn't even have words that they could properly express what they were feeling. So therefore, Pesach, that's why all the mitzvahs of Seder night are all with the mouth, because our mouth is redeemed. Our mouth is opened up. And so therefore, of course, it's pashut that we have to be learning about davening as a preparation for Pesach. And third, because what's Pesach about? Pesach is about recognizing that Hashem runs the world, right? In terms of real freedom, we've said many times before, real freedom might be on Shavuos. Al tikri charos el acheiros. That a person who is committed to Avodas Hashem, that's where you have real chayrus. And that only happened, the real commitment happened at Har Sinai with the accepting of the Torah of Naaseh v'Nishma. So what's the greatness of Pesach, and this in some ways how we experience chayrus, freedom on Pesach also, is when we recognize that Hashem's in control of the world. That frees us. That sets us free, recognizing that Hashem's in control of the world. And really, so much of our davening is an exercise in recognizing that Hashem is in control. Isn't that one of the bedrocks of tefillah? Of recognizing that Hashem is the one in control. Of course, tefillah means that we connect to Hashem, we become enmeshed with Hashem, and it's about a relationship. I understand, of course. But there's a fundamental bottom line, recognizing that I'm not in control, Hashem's in control. And so that's why, yes, lead up to Pesach, we still must make sure that we have our tefillah learning under our belt, that we're making sure that we're understanding davening. And it just so happens that that we're on our second shiur of Ashrei, and what we're going to talk about tonight is also totally related to Pesach. It's mamish bashert. It's like unbelievable. Hashkocha, right? Hashem runs the world. So Hashem made it that we started this shiurim. We've had over 25 tefillah shiurim. That this week, the week of Pesach, this is the pasuk that we're going to be talking about. Ashrei ha'am shekocha lo, Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav, right? We know that the tefillah known as Ashrei, which is really Perakuf Memhei, Tehillah LeDavid, we spoke about last week, the importance that the Gemara places on saying Tehillah LeDavid, whether once a day, whether three times a day, that Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba, you're guaranteed a place in the world to come. If you say Tehillah LeDavid three times a day, you say Ashrei three times a day, and it's referred to as Ashrei because the first two psukim are Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha Odi Alucha Sela, Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shadonoi Elohav. And in fact, the second pasuk, Ashrei Am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shashem Elokav, that is the very last pasuk in the parak before, that's the lead-in to Tehillah LeDavid. And this is what we're going to learn about tonight. This second pasuk of Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo, Ashrei Am Shashem Elokav. So first of all, what does it mean? Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo. Ashrei Ha'am, fortunate, happy is the people, happy is the nation, Shekach Halo. That this is what it is. Kacha means like, yeah, so it is. Shekacha lo, that what it is. Fortunate is a people, that this is the way it is. So what is that referring to? Ashrei Ha'am, shekacha lo, happy is a people, fortunate is the nation. Shekacha lo, that this is the way that it is. What is the way that it is? So you have a very, very broad spectrum of opinions as to what the pasuk is in fact talking about. What makes Am Yisrael Ashrei, fortunate and happy, shekach halo, that this is what it is to them. So you have Rishonim who say that obviously Ashrei shekach halo, that Hashem chose us to be his nation, right? It was based on the uniqueness of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, the covenant that Hashem sealed with the Ovos and the Imahos, Hashem's unique love for the Jewish people, as Hashem told Moshe to tell Paro, right? Everyone is the children of God, but B'ni Bechori Yisrael, the uniqueness of the relationship of Hashem and the Jewish people. So Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo, the Sefer Rokeach and some other Rishonim and Midrashim say, it means fortune is a people, Shekach Halo, that this is the way that it is, that Hashem had this unique relationship, with the Avos and the Imahos, that Hashem has the special love for the Jewish people. Shekacha, this is what it is, right? It's not something that we fully comprehend and understand and can explain. Shekacha, this is what it is. But how fortunate and how blessed we are that Hashem chose this relationship with us. So that's one perspective. And that connects to the second part of the prasuk, Ashem Shekachalo, Ashriyam Sheshem Elokov, meaning fortunate that Hashem chose us, and fortunate the people, Shashem Elokov, that Hashem is their God, and we'll have to understand what exactly that means. But so that's one approach, that it's about Hashem's choosing the Jewish people. The Lavush, one of the great early Achronim, when the great Halachis wrote so much, he has a little bit of a different perspective. He says, Ashrei Am Shekach Alo, fortunate are the people that they, Shekach Alo, that this is what it is for them, that they have the opportunity to talk to God. That we have the opportunity to speak to God, that Hashem is waiting to listen to what we say. Right? We started the last pasuk, the first pasuk of Ashrei, Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Fortunate are those that sit in your house, Hashem, Od Yahalucha Selah, that they will be able to praise you. And then we say, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, fortunate the people that this is what it is, that they have such an opportunity. Not only that we could sit in Hashem's house, Od Yahalucha Selah, that eventually that we'll have the opportunity to praise, but Ashrei Am Shekachalo, that Hashem wants their praises, that Hashem listens to their thanks. And Hashem wants that connection. So Ashrei Am, the Levush takes it from a different perspective. Not the perspective of how lucky and fortunate and blessed we are that Hashem chose us, but how fortunate and lucky we are that we're able to talk to Hashem. And we have this opportunity called tefillah. And that Hashem listens to what we say. So that's a different approach. But now let me share a third pshat in Ashrei Am Shekach Alo. And then we're going to come to a fourth pshat that's really a whole avoda, a very, very deep idea, a very fundamental idea. But the third idea is based on an interesting Zohar, and it's found also in the Rokeach, and the Sefer HaCharedim discusses it. The idea that Kocha is the gematria of Moshe. Right, because Chaf is 20, so two Chafs is 40, and then Hey is 45, right, with Shekacha, right, Ashram Shekacha, right, the Shin is the same as Moshe, so the Shin is the Shin, the two Chafs is the Mem, and the Hey, Shekacha, is the same as the Hey of Moshe. So basically, 345 is the gematria of Moshe, 345 is the word of Shekacha. And the Sefer Rokeach says another pshat, Ashrei Am Shekacha Lo, fortunate and happy is the nation that they have Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow. What's David HaMelech talking about? That's what David is saying. Ashrei Am Shekacha Lo, David HaMelech is alluding to Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest prophet who ever was, who ever will be, the Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd of the Jewish people. And David HaMelech is saying, Ashrei Ha'am Moshe Lo, fortunate, happy is the nation that Moshe Rabbeinu is on their team, that they have Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean? Fortune is the people that have Moshe Rabbeinu. So I want to share an idea, both from the Sefer HaCharedim, and from the Vilna Gaon, the Sefer HaCharedim, from the time of the Rishonim. So he brings down, what does this mean? Fortune to the people that they have Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekacha Alo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is their prophet. So he says a fascinating idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? His unbelievable defense of the Jewish people. His absolute, his batlis, his nullification, not only to Hashem, but he really nullified himself to the Jewish people. And where was that seen more than anywhere else? In the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. When Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to be wiped out for the sake of the nation, and tells God, God, if you're going to wipe them out, wipe me out as well. And and that's what the Sefer HaCharedim says, that what's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? He writes, Moshe Rabbeinu atzmo shehishivam b'tshuva b'rishona hu yachziram b'achrona, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought the Jewish people the first time they really sinned in such a enormous and horrific way by the sin of the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu defended them and he brought them back to do tshuva. So too, the spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the inspiration of Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to be with the Jewish people, and that's what's going to bring the Jewish people back. in the end of days, ba'acharona, in the final generations, that we do, that we should do tshuva before Mashiach comes. We should return to Hashem, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuva Elai v'Shuva Aleichem, return to me and I'll return to you. And this is what the Vilna Gaon actually writes on his commentary on the Tikkuni Zohar. The Vilna Gaon writes, Shekacha is Gematria Moshe, and Ashreinu Shubanu, fortunate are we, we're lucky that Moshe is with us, that he's in us. And because the Zohar says, Raya Mehemna Ant Nahir Beshtina Ribo, Beshitin Ribo, Bechol Dara Vedara, the faithful shepherd, he enlightens and illuminates the souls of all the Jewish people in each generation. Bechol Dara Vedar. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon writes, that's what David HaMelech is saying, Ashrei Om Shekach Alo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is with every generation of Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that will defend us, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that will bring us to tshuva. That's Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alo. But now I want to share, that's a third pshat, right? Again, the first pshat is that Hashem chose us. The second pshat, Ashrei Shekach Alo, that we don't understand, but Hashem wants to listen to us, that we have the opportunity of prayer and to talk to Hashem. And the third, Shekacha Gematria Moshe, that we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is on our team, that Moshe is going to defend us. And Moshe brought us to tshuva, and as the Vilna Gaon and the Sefer HaRedim says, in every generation, Moshe Rabbeinu is there to shepherd the Jewish people to tshuva, to bring the Jewish people back to Hashem. But now I want to share a fourth pshat that is brought down in Reb Tzadok HaKohen. He says this, but that one of the great tzaddikim who died in 1947 was Reb Aaron Rota. Known as Reb Arala, they're Hasidim in Yerushalayim. They're known as Reb Arala Hasidim, Reb Aralas, right? Reb Arala Hasidim were followers of Reb Aaron Roth, Rota, Reb Aaron Roth, and Reb Aaron Roth died in 1947, and he was a very, very intense Jew, Shomer Amunim, Shulchan Tahar. He was really about people understanding what they can be and how amazing they can, and to work to lift themselves up in how they speak and even in how they eat. He was very that we should understand what we can be. And one of the main avodas that Rabbi Arala talks about, and in fact Rabbi Arala refers to it as Ikar Shebi Ikarin in his Sefer Shomer Amunim in a drasha about Bitachon. He says Ikarin Shebi Ikarin L'Siratzos Birotzon HaBorei. What does that mean? One of the most fundamental principles in all of Judaism is Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo. What does kacha mean? As we said, kacha. This is what it is. Like when you ask someone, oh, what's going on? Why is this happening? He answers back in modern Hebrew, kacha. This is the way that it is. It is what it is, right? Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo. Fortunate is the people, happy the people, that whatever situation they find themselves in life, shekacha lo, they understand that it's from Hashem, and they understand that if this is what's happening, then this is what ought to be. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol of Chassidus, in his Sefer Dover Tzedek, he says, shekacha lo roto lomer shedai lo kemoshehu, that it's enough for you, the way life is. U'mistapik b'chelko, And you make do with the portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. And you're not going to be misaveh, and you're not going to desire things like a baltaiva, like a gluttonous, voracious person with this insatiable appetite. But rather, ashriyam shekacha, that it is what it is. What I have, this is low. This is what's meant for me. Like we spoke about it in the bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, that Hashem does all my needs for me. Whatever I need is what Hashem gives me. So this, Reb Arala, you should know, he had an incredible tshuka, a burning desire to move to Eretz Yisrael, a burning desire. Obviously, he lived before the state. 1947 is when he died. But Reb Arala, like, he wrote very openly in letters that there's such a frustration. He wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to be there. But he said, if this is what Hashem wants, and all these plans that he was making were getting frustrated, he said, kacha. This is the avoda of kacha. This is where I am. This is what's meant to be. And of course, this idea of kacha is all about Seder night, Right? The night that we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do our Ishtadlus, but we recognize, as we said in the Hakdama of Tefillah, that it's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. And so this is something, when we say this pasuk, Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo, we have four very different interpretations. First two are a little similar, but Shekacha Moshe, and now this fourth interpretation, Shekacha Lo, that wherever we are in life, Shekacha, Kacha, Kacha, this is what it is. Lo, this is what, this Kacha is for me. This is the Kacha that Hashem is sending you. And as Rabbi Arla said, in so many of Asvarim, Shomer Amunim, and others, the importance of this avoda of Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo, because that's when you're going to be Ashrei. That's when you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy when you realize Kacha, that this is the way that Hashem wants, the way that life is. And we have our nisyonos, we have our challenges, and we have to struggle against them, and we have to put in our ishtadlus. But where we are is ultimately where the Ribono Shel Olam has placed us, for us to grow, and for us to accomplish, and for us to strive. And then the end of the pasuk, I know, just thought we have a whole shiur on the beginning of the pasuk, but the end of the pasuk, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. So here there's so many beautiful approaches. What does it mean? Fortunate the people that Hashem is their God. So on the one hand, there's an idea that we find in many, many pshatim, the Malbim and the Shlach HaKadosh, they share the idea. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem, Hashem, the name of Hashem, which is Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh, which is mercy, and Chesed is Elokav, right? Our God, Elokim, is the one that's in control of everything in the world. Like, that's why sometimes judges in the Torah are referred to as Elohim. They're not, a judge isn't a God, but a judge sometimes is referred to as Elohim. Ad Elohim, Yavod Dvar Shneim. That the two litigants will come to Elohim. Who? Tashem? No, it means to a judge. Right? Because a judge has a power. A judge is here deciding things. So Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem. Fortunate, happy is the people that Hashem, the Baal Chesed, the merciful, is Elokav, is the God that's Kol Yochel, is Baal Chol, is Kulo, is the one that's making everything happen, that is residing amongst us. That's one pshat. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, another pshat, is that fortunate is the people that we know that the greatest osher is to be able to be attached to Hashem. And no matter what, and again, this relates to what Rabbi Arla said, the pshat of that Rabbi Arla shared, the idea that Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, fortune is one, Shekacha Lo, this is what you're having, and where does it come from that you could be Ashrei with whatever you have, Shekacha, this is what it is, because Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. The second part of the pasuk is touching up, is helping us explain and understand how can a person be happy with kacha? It is what it is. How could you be happy with that? How can you be happy with things that aren't meeting your expectations? How can you be happy when things aren't going your way? And God forbid, a person is facing great difficulties in all different types of ways. So Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo. Because Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. Happy is the people, Shehashem Elokav. They understand that Hashem, the Baal Chesed, Baal Racham Kulo, the Adon, the Master, is Elokav, is the one that's running everything here. And therefore, that we have the relationship with the Master, that's Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha Od Yalucha Sela, Ashrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo, as we said at the beginning, from the Rokeach, the first Pshat, and from the Lavush and others. And so this is something that I think we all have to try and work on. This is an understanding of how Tefillah connects to Pesach, and how this one Pasuk in Tehillim, Mamish, has so many different meanings, but is so, so important for us to meditate on. And you know, it's something I've shared in many shurim. I'll just end with this from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schachter. When he told me, when I was going through a certain difficulty in my life and I was living in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me that, you know, I've shared this with many of you, to take just say a few parakim of Tehillim every day and take a few psukim that speak to you and just say it all day long. And the more you say it, really try and think about it and meditate on it. And he said, whenever you're just like walking around and nothing else is coming to your mind, instead of thinking about Echveis, whatever daydreams that have no benefit and no toelis, maybe if you have thoughts that are constructive and okay, great, beautiful. But if the things you don't know, you have things not on your mind, so just grab onto a pasuk. This is a beautiful pasuk to meditate on for the next week. Ashrei ha'om shekach alo, ashrei ha'om shehashem elokav, because it's mamish connected in a deep, deep way to Pesach and can bring us, I think, great, great preparations and can bring us to a really, really good place before Zman Chirusim. Have an awesome week, everyone. Chag Kosher v'Sameach.